little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. Might size always on the go, if you want to know. Arcess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth a while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
Well, here it is, 5:45 now, Ovaltine time and little orphan Annie time again. Did you ever see anybody having a better time than our Annie out on the Flying W Ranch? She feels just fine, always ready for fun and adventure, and hasn't a lazy bone in her body. And that's one thing about Annie. She's never a laggard. No, sir. And you don't want to be one either, because it's certainly no fun to be trailing along behind the crowd. No, sir. You want to be right out in front, feeling full of pep, so you can get loads of fun out of everything that comes along, just the way Annie is all the time. And remember, if you want to be like Annie, be sure and keep drinking your Ovaltine every day, because every cupful of Ovaltine you drink is just packed full of food energy value to help nature keep you up on your toes. In fact, just one cupful of Ovaltine that's made according to instructions has as much food energy value as 3 eggs or 1/4 pound of beefsteak. Just think of that. And that's why Ovaltine helps nature to give you plenty of pep. And that's why you want to ask your mother to be sure and let you have a big, delicious glassful of Ovaltine to drink with all your meals every single day from now on. And see if you aren't surprised at the way you begin to get extra pep and extra energy to help you run faster and play better and get more fun out of everything you do. You just try Ovaltine and see for yourself. But now, let's see what's happening to Annie. Just a little while ago, we heard that the valuable cattle belonging to the Rockerar had been found. So it looks as though they weren't stolen after all. And everybody thinks that Annie and Joe and Elmer were all wrong about seeing the cattle in Lost Gulch Valley. But here are Annie and Joe sitting out on the porch steps now, and they're pretty gloomy. But listen, there's somebody coming on horseback. Hear him? And listen to Joe talking.
That's Elmer coming, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. Those hoofbeats sound like they're coming from the south.
There he is. You can see him now. He's just coming over that hill. Gosh, I wonder what he'll say. He'll probably be disappointed.
Well, you can't blame him. I'm disappointed, too. Gee, I wonder what we ought to do.
Shucks, Annie, I don't know.
Whoa!
Hi, Elmer. Here we are, over here. Look, Annie, Elmer's riding a different horse, too.
Well, I guess that cyclone of his is pretty tired out, too, just like Ginger and Stampede were.
Whoa, Annie, hello, Joe. Y'all ready to start? We're the fellas from Rockerar.
Hello, Elmer.
We're not going.
Not going? But when you called me up this morning, you said it was all set.
Yeah, I know, but things have changed a lot since then. You see, the Rockerars found their Durhams. They're back.
Gosh, no. How'd they get them back?
They found them this morning. They were grazing not far from the ranch house. They think now that the cattle were up in the hills back of the Rockerar place all the time.
But they weren't, Annie. I tell you, I saw them in Aunt Bella yesterday afternoon. I know I did. Nobody can tell me I didn't see them when I know I did.
Well, that's the way things are now, anyhow, Elmer. Jim Brody, the foreman of the Rockerar, sent a fellow over to tell us this morning. Said as long as they had the cattle back, there wasn't any reason for searching the valley.
Well, sure, that's fine. I'm glad they got the cattle back. But, gosh, I can see what you're trying to tell me. You're trying to tell me that I didn't see that cattle over there in that valley. And I know I did, Annie. I'm sure I did. I saw them just as plain as I'm seeing you and Joe right now. You believe me, don't you?
Gee whiz, Elmer, I don't know what to believe. I want to believe you. Of course I do,
Annie,
but
I saw those cattle yesterday. Didn't I come back and tell you and Joe that I did? You just have to believe me. You just have to. What, when we rode in there, those Durhams were gone,
I just couldn't figure it out. There they were, and then they were gone.
Shucks, Annie, Elmer must be telling the truth.
You're sure it couldn't have been boulders or tufts of grass you saw, Elmer?
No, Annie, no. Those cattle were there, the Durhams. I guess I know a Durham when I see one. They were scattered down there at the south end of the valley, grazing. And I saw them moving around, too. Rocks and grass don't move.
That's right, Annie.
What else did they have to say about the cattle?
We've told you just about everything. They found them this morning, grazing not far from the ranch house. It's Mr. Brody's idea. They were up in the hills all the time.
They couldn't have been. Not when I saw them over there in the gates at Lost Gulch yesterday afternoon. The fellas from Rocker R searched those hills, didn't they?
Well, I suppose so. They say now that because there were only 12 head of those Durhams, they could have missed them pretty easily. Too few to notice if they went into the gullies in the hills.
Well, I don't care what they say. Nobody's going to tell me that I didn't see those Durhams over there in that valley yesterday afternoon, because I know I did. I don't know how they got out or how they got back to Rock Rar, but that's where they came from. And I know they were there because I saw them.
Well, what's the matter, Annie?
Something just gave me an idea.
What?
Of course, it all depends on whether Elmer really did see the cattle yesterday afternoon.
I did, Annie.
Well, here you fellas, what do you think of this? Maybe the rustler sent those cattle back to the Rockerar.
What?
How do you mean, Annie?
Maybe they had a reason for doing it. What was going to happen? Mr. Campbell and Mr. Brody and a lot of cowboys were going over to that valley to the gate to the Lost Gulch and investigated. Maybe the rustlers don't want it investigated. So the valley wouldn't be searched, they sent the missing cattle back.
Gosh, Annie, you might be right.
They did it so nobody would believe me. So nobody would believe I saw the cattle over there. So the people think they were somewhere else or on the Rock Rar all the time. I'll bet you're right, Annie.
Well, here's something, Annie. How did the rustlers find out we were going to search the valley?
Oh, that was easy. After we'd been over to see Mr. Brody last night, a lot of people knew about it. Mr. Brody probably talked to his cowboy so someone would be ready to ride this morning.
You mean you think one of the cowboys over in the Rock Rar is a spy for the rustlers?
Well, I don't know whether it's one of the Rock Rar cowboys or not. Gee whiz, it might be one of ours.
Oh, it couldn't be one of ours, Annie.
Well, you never can tell. It might be. But that's not anything to worry about now. The thing we have to know about now is why the rustlers don't want that valley searched.
There must be something funny about it.
Sure, but what?
Well, I don't know.
What do you think, Elmer?
Gee, I don't know, Annie. Those Durhams disappearing, though, that was mysterious.
Well, supposing they were in the valley, where'd they disappear to?
They were there. I saw them.
All right, say that they were. Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Okay, that's just what I've been getting to. Mr. Cannell and Mr. Brody may be satisfied as long as that missing stock's come back, but I'm not. I still think that valley ought to be searched.
What do you think you'll find, Annie?
I don't know. I haven't any idea. But I think it ought to be searched just the same. What do you say the three of us take another ride over there today?
Oh, no, Annie, you're not going to get me to go over there.
Leaping lizards, now what's the matter with you?
Well, shucks, do you want to go banging into that red wolf fella again? I don't want to see him anymore.
Neither do I. Once was enough.
You're a pair of fraidy cats, both of you. If I'm not afraid to go over there, I don't see why you fellas should be. And I'm only a girl.
Not for me.
Oh, gee whiz, you know what Mr. Campbell said. He's just human, like everybody else. The Mexicans think he's an evil spirit. Sure, I know they do. But there aren't any such things. That's a lot of nonsense. And what if we do see him? We have our horses, haven't we? And they're fast horses. We'd have just as much chance of getting away from him as he has of catching us.
You know what I told you, Annie? He might take a shot at us.
We won't let him get that close. If we spot him, we'll get away as fast as we can. The thing we have to do is to give that valley the once over and see what's so mysterious about it.
Gosh, I don't know.
Shucks, whenever I think of that red wolf, it gives me the willies. If we're going over there, I wish somebody like Mr. Cannell or Slim were going along with us.
Well, they couldn't do any more for us than we could do for ourselves. That red wolf wouldn't dare do anything as long as there are three of us. You watch and see.
Gosh, I don't think we ought to go, Annie.
All right. That settles it. If you fellas won't come with me, I'll go alone.
Oh, no, Annie.
Sure I will. I'll ride over there by myself. And you two scaredy cats can stay right here on the Flying W and wait for me.
Oh, gosh, Annie, you can't go over there by yourself.
I'm going just the same. Now, you two make up your minds what you want to do. Either you're going to be regular fellas and come along with me,
or you can just stay here. Go ahead and decide.
Well, if you're going, I have to go. I can't let you do anything like that by yourself.
Oh, no, that's not it. So, I'm not afraid to go alone. Don't think you have to come along with me, because you don't. I'm not afraid.
No, I'll go, Annie. I don't want to, but I will as long as you're going.
Now, how about you, Elmer? Gosh, I don't know what to say. I don't want to see that red wolf fell any more than Joe does. But no girl's going to say that I'm a scaredy cat. I'll go, too. Come on, then. Joe and I'll get our horses ready. They might be saddled now. Mr. Cannell was going to have one of the cowboys get them ready. And if they're not, we can do it ourselves. Come on over to the corral.
You listen now, Annie. If we see that red wolf fellow, we're going to get away from there as fast as we can.
Sure, if he looks dangerous. If he looks like he's going to do something to us.
We're not going to give him a chance to even start doing anything. We're going to get away as fast as we can.
All right, but let's get started now.
What do you think we'll find over there in the valley, Annie?
Well, there's a couple of things I want to look for. First, there's the footprints of those Durhams. I want to see if those are there. And second, I want to find out if there's any way those cattle could have gotten out of the valley yesterday without our seeing them.
That's the thing that's got me fooled. I don't see how they could have, Annie. They didn't come out of the north end, and the south end's nothing but a cliffside, all covered with rocks and boulders.
Uh-huh. It's that south end we want to take a look at. That's where the cattle were, and that's where they disappeared from. We're going to look the whole place over, and especially that south end.
Chuck, you know, maybe there's some kind of a way out of that valley at the south end.
Oh, no, Joe, there couldn't be. It's just the side of a cliff. Why, you couldn't even climb up the side of it. It's so steep, and there's so many rocks.
Well, those are all the things that we want to see ourselves. You've been over there very often, Elmer?
Oh, no. Maybe a couple of times, that's all. I never usually go over that way at all. It's so far from our ranch.
Then you don't know so much about it either. The thing for us to do is to look the whole place over.
Oh, there are horses, Joe. The fellow must have saddled them up and he hasn't unsaddled them yet. Come on, we'll get started. I'll go over and get mine.
Nice, okay. Oh, take it easy now. Easy now. Y'all ready?
All ready, Annie.
Yippee!
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Mr. Silo's making a lunch for us. You go on right ahead, and I'll catch up with you. I'll go over to the kitchen and get it.
All right, but hurry up. Come on, Elmer.
Well, that's the spirit, Annie. If there is a way out of that mysterious Lost Gulch Valley, the only way to find out is to go right over there and investigate. But I have a feeling that Annie is heading straight into more thrilling adventures than she's ever dreamed of. Thrills that nobody wants to miss. And now, if you like to listen to these exciting adventures that Annie's having on the Flying W Ranch, I hope you're drinking plenty of Ovaltine every day. Because that's the way you show Annie that you're a real friend of hers and want to help keep her adventures going on the radio. And what's more, Ovaltine with all your meals gives you important added nourishment every day to help nature build you up and keep you going with plenty of good old Orphan Annie pep. And so you want to ask your mother to let you have a big, delicious glassful of Ovaltine with all your meals and see that you get it every single day. And be sure and be here right on time tomorrow at 5:45, because you certainly don't want to miss that ride into the mysterious Lost Gulch Valley. And so, until tomorrow at 5:45 then, this is Pierre Andre saying goodbye.